Do you want to be a 401k millionaire? Well, I got some tips for you.
The good news is the value of retirement funds has risen as the market has risen. Good news. The bad news is the results are still pretty dismal. Fidelity recently reported that the average 401k was worth $104,000 in the second quarter. That's up 6% from a year ago. That's a good number. The average IRA balance increased to $106,900, also almost a 7% increase from 2017. But we're still not saving nearly enough for retirement. Now, at Vanguard, for example, the average 401k account value for an investor 65 years and older was $209,984. Now, this sounds like a good number, and it is a good number, but there's a problem. That number is pulled higher by a smaller number of super savers and high income earners. The median balance, where half have more and half have less, that's what you want to look at. Among those 65 and older, look, it's a measly $64,811. Average that out over 20 years. So most Americans 65 would expect to live into their mid-80s. And that's not a lot of money to pull out on a yearly basis, $3,000, $4,000 a year perhaps. Why are the savings so low? Well, a lot of participants don't contribute the full amount that they are allowed to contribute. In fact, this is even worse. Many don't participate at all. Only 72% of eligible employees are enrolled in their employer savings program. That's according to Vanguard. Given that most employers try to match your contribution, that's like passing up on free money. Hey, by the way, if you're wondering how many of these super savers are out there, Fidelity says roughly 157,000 people have saved at least $1 million in their 401ks.
I just did a video on super savers. I'm actually going to put it up here somewhere for you. Super savers. And I was talking about the new super saver millionaires who are really doing a great job of preparing for retirement. These numbers are very, very low. And this is really scary because your next door neighbor who could be making, let's say, 15% in one given year or something like that, you're so excited, you want to do exactly what he does. But unfortunately, he hasn't even saved enough. He is talking about 15% on a $20,000 account or a $15,000 account when he needs to be saving somewhere upwards to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. So you go out there and you risk your portfolio by getting to these risky investments. And when he loses his 20, you're losing your $200,000. Does that make sense? So we want to make sure that we are protecting ourselves, and you want to check out that video. It was a really good video. But here we're talking about the background of millionaires and how Americans are situated in their retirement accounts. We are not saving enough. That's why you need a financial advisor to guide you through to say, listen, this is not going to be enough in retirement. Like he said, a small, what, $3,000 a year that you can safely take out. And then you add in maybe Social Security. So you're looking at maybe $4,000, $4,500. Is that really going to be enough for you to survive in retirement for 15 and 20 years? And I'm here to say, I don't think so, especially with the price of inflation, especially people who are going to be on fixed income. It's going to be a very difficult situation if you don't start saving now. But I have some good news for you. We are going to go over some tips to how to be a 401k millionaire from some experts on this panel. And I'm going to critique what I feel is good advice or not good advice. You know how I do, because I am a certified private wealth advisor professional. And I'm just kind of here to guide you through some of the gunk that may be on the news and see what's good and what's not.
Back to you, Melissa.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Bob Pisani. So how can you become a 401k millionaire? Who better to ask than Jeannie Thompson, Senior Vice President of Workplace Investing at Fidelity. She's come with some tips and tricks so you can become a millionaire too. And Jeannie, your first tip is, maybe it's surprising to some, that people just don't own enough stocks. And Bob was alluding to that in terms of the lifespan of people. People are living into their 80s.
Yeah, sometimes 90s.
Yeah.
Most people underestimate their lifespan. And so you think about, if you start working at age 25, you've got 40 years working and then potentially another 30 in retirement. And so if you invest too conservatively in the beginning, you'll never make it.
I do want to make this point as far as aggressive and conservative. Now, all that is going to be subjective. It's very important that you know how you want to invest, because you can be as aggressive as you want, but if you can't sleep at night, that is not going to be a good investment for you. But someone also needs to let you understand, just as you have a fear of being too aggressive, you need to have a fear of being too conservative as well, if you're not going to be able to reach your goals. And you need to know that, you know, safety doesn't mean certainty. Okay. Safety doesn't mean certainty when it comes to investing. Sometimes you have to get outside of your comfort zone, and you have to make sure you stay within your risk tolerance and make it comfortable. Because if investing is not the way to go, you're just going to have to save more aggressively.
So I'm just curious. I know it's all individual, but let's say you can be in your 50. Let's say you turn 50. What could your allocation be reasonably?
Yeah, so around 50, the typical target date fund still has 85% in equities.
Okay.
And so you still have 15 to 17 years before you have to retire, and then potentially another 30 years in retirement. And so we really do recommend that you stay, you know, 80, 90% equities all the way into your 50s.
Wow. Yeah. You also say you have to know what your end goal is. Invest with purpose, you say.
That's right. We do say that because it's really like running a marathon more than a sprint, and you have to know where you want to go. If you invest too conservatively, you won't get there. For example, over the last 10 years, when we look at 401k investors, 60% of the growth has come from the market, 40% from savings. People think about 401ks as a savings vehicle, but it's also an investing vehicle to get you there.
Yeah, this is very important. You have to have a plan. You have to have a plan on where you want to go. That's where a financial planner comes in. Everyone asks me, it's like, what do you do? It's like, I do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that kind of fun stuff. But majority of the work that I do is actually planning and constructing a plan for the given year. Do we know what's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years? No. What we do is plan for this year. The following year, we revise that plan for the best situation in that year based on taxes, based on the market, based on your risk tolerance, your life stages, all this other stuff. And then the next year, we do the same thing and we keep pivoting based on new information so you can have the best financial plan and the best opportunity to succeed. If we're falling behind, we can catch up. If we're ahead, we can be comfortable. We can relax a little bit. There's a lot of things that we can do when we are looking and planning with a goal in mind, whether it's to pay for a wedding, whether it's a down payment for your children, whether it's to cover medical expenses, whatever is your main concern. That's what we focus on. That is what your financial plan is going to be around. Maybe paying off your house, or maybe paying off your cars, or maybe paying off student loans. That's what we structure your financial plan around. And that's what we help you solve.
Yeah. And you also say you have to look at your allocations, what, like once a year? So what are you looking at? Are you looking at asset classes within your equity allocation?
Yep, you're looking at asset classes. I mean, you go to the doctor once a year for a checkup. You get your oil changed a couple times a year. So we recommend at least looking at your 401k once a year. As you get closer to retirement into your 50s and 60s, probably you should be looking at least quarterly.
Really?
Yeah, especially with the market going so high, what happens is many people have equity drift. And so maybe they only want to say they want 75% equity, but with the market so high, they could be drifting.
It's gone out of whack.
Exactly, it's gone out of whack. So we encourage them to rebalance.
Now, the tough part about this comment is that many Americans don't know what rebalancing is. They don't know how to rebalance. They don't know what to rebalance into, any of that stuff. So we have to really make sure that we are helping our clients, or maybe that you get that professional help as I talk about. We talk about our Power Five. We talk about our financial advisor. We talk about our accountant, our lawyer, our power of attorney, and our executor. If you don't have these five people on your financial side, you are missing the point. You may be at risk of losing your retirement account because all these people play a vital role in how you are going to invest. If you don't have your Power Five now, you need to proactively look for them now. So financial planner to make sure you're executing your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, the dollar signs all align up. Your accountant to pay for your taxes, make sure you're okay with the federal government. Your lawyer to make sure any legalities that may come with a transfer, a sale of business, or anything else that may come up in your life, your power of attorneys, your trusted individual that can sign on your behalf and help you make some of those decisions before life, and your executor who is going to execute everything that these other four people have come up with over the course of your life after your death. You need to have that in place to make things a lot easier. So make sure that you get those things done. But this tip right here to examine your allocation, once again, a minimum of once a year. If you can't do it by yourself, you can always reach out to a financial planner to help you with your 401k. Also, remember this, when you roll over your 401k into your IRA after retirement, you still need to keep up with this. So whether you have a traditional IRA or a 401k or even a brokerage account, it's still a good tip to examine your allocation so to make sure that you are not suffering from this drift.
It's funny because, you know, you think about 401ks and retirement plans, and you think this is money that you want to sock away. You don't want to look at it too often because if the stock market goes down, you could freak out and do something bad. I mean, there's a flip side to this too, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And we saw that back in 08 and 09. Right. I'm old enough to remember that very well. And I would say that, you know, what's interesting, within the 401k plan, we saw less than 1% of investors having that knee-jerk reaction and moving to cash. Most stayed the course.
Okay.
And it's great news because back in 08, when we look at people that have been in for 10 years, their balance was 73,000 back in 08, and now it's well over 200,000, approaching 300.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it really reinforces that you got to stay the course and not react too quickly to market volatility.
But look at the course.
Yes.
Often.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you have to know
exactly.
Where you're going.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that she gave that statistic as far as the 1%, less than 1% had a knee-jerk reaction inside their kind of 401k at that moment. And I do have to have a pushback on that number, is because a majority of Americans were still working. And they're like, well, I'm still working. Like, I don't even know how to change it, even if I wanted to. So they really just suffered in silence. But those who had a control over their finances or were used to balancing themselves, they did have this emotional attachment. And that's why we always say to get a financial advisor, someone who is not emotionally attached to your situation, they could look at it objectively and guide you through those tough situations. Now, don't get me wrong. During those tough situations, it is very tough to make financial decisions, whether you're a financial advisor or not. Is the emotions are very high, is very stressful. What's the saying? Hindsight is 20/20. So looking back, it was like, oh yeah, we should have stayed the course and it was so easy. But when you're getting all this news source and that the world is crumbling, it's hard. It's hard to stay the course. So this is why we need to have a plan prior to disaster. So when disaster strikes, we can execute our plan. I don't know if you've ever been to any type of organization that has emergency binders and things of that nature. If there's a fire, if there's a robbery, if there's any of those type of situations, they have a procedure that they follow. And you need to do the same thing with your finances. If there's an emergency in the market, you need to have your plan in place that you can execute without trying to come up with it on the spot. Okay. So if you don't have your Power Five, once again, go get your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. If you don't know anything about investing, make sure you download our free book, The 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that's going to guide you through debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. You can click the link in the description, get your free copy. If you're looking for a financial advisor, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional. So if you like the information that I provided and you're looking for a financial advisor, I'd love to speak with you. We could do a free consultation. Once again, the link is going to be in the description. If you're not subscribed to the podcast and you like information like this and you want some more, make sure that you hit the subscribe button, the like, comment, and share it with your friends so they can be rich and they can be righteous. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.